Proclamation number 5990 of 1st of July, 1954. Establishing divine order. And I will purify the world, I will restore order, I will separate people from each other when the last day has come. I want an earth to arise again where everything is in divine order, so that it may again serve the perfection of the spiritual, as is its destiny. I want peace to reign one day, that paradise is opened up again to people who live in my will. I want Satan to have no more power over people, and therefore I put him in chains. I strip him of all power and strength by also banishing his followers. Without him he is powerless for a long time. Although I was patient for a long time and did not stop him in his activity and rage against me, one day the hour will come when I will put a stop to it and depose it with my might and my will. And then a new time will begin, a time of peace and order, a time of bliss and divine harmony for all people inhabiting the new earth. And a time of rapid upward development for the spiritual bound in the creations. And during this time I myself will obviously enter into contact with my own, I myself will dwell amongst them and release increased bliss where the hearts beat towards me in love. Peace will dwell in people's hearts, peace will be amongst my own, and nothing will be able to oppress them and rob them of their peace. A new world will arise, full of light and love, where my love, power and glory will be revealed in every way. The world is to be renewed, it is to be cleansed, because in the end only sin and death rule it, and thus it has become Satan's abode, because all spiritual ascent on it has become impossible, which is against my order of eternity. A school of the Spirit must be created again where it is possible for my earthly children to successfully complete their path of development. Human will has caused the greatest confusion and distorted everything. Human will has disregarded my law of eternity and blindly raged to the detriment of every creature, to the detriment of the spiritual which is still bound. And all this is to be put right if I want to come to the aid of this spiritual substance which is in a state of compulsion and for which people make further development difficult or completely impossible. A turning point must occur, a judging and reshaping. The last judgment is inevitable, for it only serves as a blessing for humanity and the unredeemed spirit. Otherwise it could not reach its aim forever. Otherwise all would be abandoned to the depths without salvation. There must be light where there is darkness, freedom where there are fetters and acts of violence. Love must be able to rule where until now only hatred was expressed. Happiness and bliss must rejoice all who have hitherto lived under sin and oppression in the midst of a world of satanic beings. For the time is fulfilled, deliverance from sin and death is coming. Amen.